This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, Vice President Al Gore took steps to revitalize his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination, a campaign that has fared worse than expected in matchups against both Democratic and Republican rivals. Gore announced that he'll move his campaign headquarters to his home state of Tennessee, and he challenged his main Democratic opponent, former Senator Bill Bradley, to join him in a series of debates. Just ahead, we'll talk to Bill Bradley. First, NPR's Mara Liasson reports on the shakeup in the Gore campaign.
Gore's announcement acknowledged reality. His nomination is no longer inevitable. Instead, as he said today, it will be a hard, tough fight against Bill Bradley. Bradley is beating Gore in the polls in several key states, and in national polls, Gore is trailing the Republican frontrunner, George W. Bush. Today, the vice president said he is moving his campaign lock, stock, and barrel out of Washington and back to Nashville. Gore said the move was the beginning of a new grassroots phase and would bring the campaign closer to the heartland.
I've been learning from this campaign quite a bit. And in recent weeks, I've been hearing the music of this campaign from the American people. And I think that I've been connecting in a new way in delivering the vision of the future that I'm trying to articulate in this campaign. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback out there.
The Gore campaign has been criticized for being top-heavy with expensive consultants and hobbled by staff squabbling. Moving the campaign to Tennessee will have the additional effect of slimming down the staff, since not everyone will be able, willing, or invited to move to Nashville.
I don't want you to say, oh, they're moving the campaign to Tennessee. It's not a gimmick. I guarantee you, these people who are changing their lives and moving their homes, many of them moving their families, pulling up roots and relocating for 13 months, to them, that's not a gimmick. I guarantee you. This is a big commitment.
The move will also take the campaign outside the Beltway and farther away, at least geographically, from President Clinton. Many analysts say that Clinton fatigue is hurting Gore's bid for the presidency, but today the vice president denied that people were tired of the Clinton administration.
I think there's fatigue with questions about Clinton fatigue. I think there's Clinton fatigue.
Despite the jokes, the tone of Gore's press conference this morning was defensive. The morning papers were filled with accounts of Bradley's new health care proposal, while Gore was answering questions about why he was doing so poorly. He insisted that Bradley's strong showing was to be expected. Whenever there's a two-person race, Gore said, it's inevitable that it will tighten up. But the vice president insisted he welcomed a hard-fought contest.
And I think that is a good thing. When I tell you that I welcome that change, I'm not throwing those words out for political effect. I really welcome that change. I think it will be good for the Democratic Party. I think it will help the Democratic Party to sharpen our message. I think it'll be good for the Gore campaign and for the Bradley campaign. And I think that the result will be good for the American people.
And the vice president challenged Bradley to a series of debates on education, crime, health policy, defense, and the environment. He said the campaign staffs would discuss the details, but that he was certain Bradley would accept. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.